opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and the Bot. Happy Halloween! Gosh, October the 31st, the last
Weird.
Day of October. It's 7:05 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today we're going to be talking to one of the candidates for City Council, Gary Cabb. We're going to get the other two on this week, hopefully, or early next week before the election. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Danuka, the distaff side of the Danuka Medical Clan, who she'll be talking about breast cancer, because it's Breast Cancer, of course, Awareness Month. It's the last day for it, and she's going to be talking about that. Piyush Danuka, her husband, we're going to have on before the before November 6th, probably, hopefully, with Dr. Doug McConnell.
And talking,
so we can pound the final stake into Obamacare. We're going to try anyway. Bad Bob is still on jury duty, and he says he can't talk about it. He said it's the most ridiculous waste of money that he can think of.
Oh my god!
What the trial is, so he can, but he can't talk about it. So okay.
Things seem to be well. Go ahead. Let's make our introduction.
Yeah, and then we have, of course, our other Bob is here. Good morning, other Bob.
Greetings, Carl. Greetings, Linda.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. Before we go to our market minute, we love to always get that update, which has been very interesting watching the, you know, being in touch and informed of what's happening in the East Coast, which, you know, I really believe, or we all believe, it's going to have a very large ripple down effect for quite some time now. But when we talk about Happy Halloween, I had to look up exactly what Halloween is about. And I think it is kind of interesting. Interesting. I'll give you a brief description of what it says in Wikipedia. It's a contraction of All Hallows Evening, also known as All Hallows Eve. It's a yearly celebration, of course, observed in a number of countries on October 31st, the eve of the Western Christian Feast of All Hallows. According to many scholars, it was originally influenced by Western European harvest festivals and festivals of the dead and possibly pagan roots, particularly the Celtic Samhain. Is it Samhain? Others maintain that it originally originated independently and has Christian roots. So the typical festive Halloween activities include trick-or-treating, also known as guising. Love that. Are you guising tonight? Attending costume parties, carving pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns, lighting bonfires, apple bobbing, visiting haunted attractions, and playing pranks, telling scary stories, and watching horror films. So that is...
we're going to watch Halloween tonight.
Yeah, what is your favorite?
And listen to you scream running through the house.
Well, you know, when you think about that, that was just such a basic film. I think it was all about the unknown and that stupid just one line of a note. You know, it was like a drone-ish kind of. They learned very well. They learned that
this first slasher movie.
I'm telling you, I don't know. Speaking of slashing,
was what you mean? What happened on the East Coast?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! Billions and billions of dollars. But you know what? I think that the stock exchange is open, so we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan.
It's open.
We're open. Markets are open. And they're trading fairly well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 61 points at 13,169. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 1416. The Nasdaq is down 6 points at 2982. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford, positive 43 cents, trading at $10.79. Bank of America up 7 pennies at $9.19. Western Union off $4.58, trading at $13.35. Local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up 55 cents, trading at 42.54. PepsiCo positive 66 cents at 69.64. AT&T positive 16 cents, trading at 34.80. Over to commodities, gold is up $8.70 at $17.20 per ounce. Silver positive 45 cents at 32. Crude oil up 68 cents, trading at $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to go down and talk to them about what's going on Wall Street. What should you do with your money? And they are going to be the ones that can help you out. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors.
And, you know, I'm just thinking about the folks down at the Wells Fargo, you know, our advisors down there. They're every day. They get into work super early, so because they deal with the stock exchange when it opens. Can you imagine? I wonder how many of their daily contacts and people who become friends that have been affected by this. The New Jersey, I heard Governor Christie just say, people of my age, yes, we will rebuild, but people my age, it'll never be the same.
Yeah. Well, you saw people yesterday in their 90s. They were being rescued from homes that they'd lived in for 60 years that were now, if not destroyed, damaged, a lot. It's billions and billions of dollars, not even counting of damage, not even counting the horrible. And there's 55 people killed during the storm.
I'm not sure people really understand if you have been ever flooded and there's standing water. It's the standing water that stays. Who knows when that's going to recede? But that is that's where the damage, water can come in and out. Okay, it's come in and out. And they've showed a lot of those images on TV, but it's when it's still standing, the mold begins. You basically got to rip everything out. And it does a deep, and it also can affect you seriously on a physical level.
Well, any time that you have water that goes through your house and it's like 3 feet of water in your house, anything from 3 feet down has to be replaced. Your electrical outlets, all your flooring. For the most part, unless it's a tile that withstands it, but if it's rugs or anything like that. And then what they've also got going is because of the sewage and the debris that's in the water that was also contaminating houses. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back. We've got a lot to talk about. Has anybody noticed what happens when the AP shuts down in New York, that the Record Searchlight runs front page stories about chipmunks? Okay, we'll be right back. Carl in the Bot.
Sparks fly from tips, echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight. Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, witchy woman, she got the
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard and Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began.
Hey, oh, hey, welcome back.
My surprise.
It's Halloween. Hey, okay, here. Carl and Abbott, 716 in the morning. Here's what I want to talk about is lots of kids on the street today, tonight with their parents, hopefully. But it's going to be rainy, and they're going to be out there. So what we need to do is for all of you all to be careful. And also, if you don't want kids coming to your house, turn off your lights and all that, hide in the back. And kids and parents, if you don't see lights there, probably it's not a good idea to go in and then knock on doors. It just sit down, Bob. Go back to the board. Gary has been in this office as much as I have. Gary Cad's here with us.
Just playing musical headphones.
Yeah, just turn on his microphone. Try to do that. Hey, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning to y'all. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're just overbooked. You know, some days we don't have anybody here. Other days, they just keep showing up. And, you know, I saw that in someone, but nobody had talked to me about that. I instantly walked in. Gary, here we are, last week.
Last week. Boy, it's, I have to get out there and talk to the people. Some of my folks are out walking, and we're...
What's it look like?
It's looking good.
I'm hearing a lot of things. You know what? Here's, may I applaud you, for you and Dick and Missy. Claire, you're defining yourselves. First of all three of you love the city. All right?
It's true.
But you're defining yourselves, and there is no dirt. There's no nastiness going on, and I applaud you for that.
Well, there doesn't need to be.
You know what? You're right.
The thing with what's going on to Carl and the folks out there, there's a separation between Ms. MacArthur and Mr. Dickerson and myself. And this is what I'm running on, that separation. I mean, I'm not going to beat him up. I'm just going to tell the folks what I believe Reading and where we need to go with this city. And it's a different direction than where the two of them think we need to go.
And, you know, and it's not like you're a Johnny come lately here.
No,
you've been going to meetings for 6 years. Missed two?
Two.
It was probably one because of an anniversary and
One of them was I went to a water summit up at Lake Tahoe last July that was very important to go to. So that and it just happened.
Probably a little bit of fun too, huh?
Well,
okay, you don't have to say that. All right, but you have genuine care about our city. Well, and can I? How would you say? Describe yourself in two sentences. Could you do that?
I'm a fellow that has been involved in politics in my life between Alaska and down here, and is somebody that I just want to see government run for the people. And I don't believe that our city government is being run for the people. We need to have somebody from this, longer than two sentences, Carl, but somebody from the community that's going to set up in the five people that are on the council, but they're going to be representing the people. The 90,000 of us within the community.
Fiscal conservative?
Fiscal conservative.
Unions?
unions.
Yeah, but we have unions in the city.
I've been a union member. And I was a teamster member for a long time.
How do you deal with this? Is this something that do we need unions?
Yes, well, we've got the unions,
right?
And the unions are working well within the city. There's some situations with the unions, such as, I hate to say it, the pensions are causing us real problems. It's not that I hate unions. It's not that I hate the pensions. The pensions that we're giving out are costing the city a tremendous amount of money. CalPERS is going to be coming back and looking for more money because they, with their plan, they have to receive 7.5% return on their right. on their investment every year. This last year they got 1%, so they're going to come looking to the city for $7 million.
Oh yeah, just like they have before,
just like in the past. And we to stay solvent, we have to solve that problem.
Absolutely. Well, everybody in the state has to.
Right.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council, is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Catt for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Catt for Reading City Council.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great place to get your coffee. Meet or beat any prices for tobacco in this town, and veterans get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our favorite place. Gary Cad's our guest.
And if you're driving by,
if you're driving by KCNR today,
1326, you know, Market Street, we're gonna have a huge morning for us. But now, the Wienermobile is out, just parked out in front.
The Wienermobile has come to town.
Who would have thunk?
Well, you know, it's election time, so here comes the Wienermobile. But that has an impact on Gary Cad, our candidate for city council here. One of the three candidates for city council, not our candidate, but one of the three candidates. Well, you know what? All three of you love Reading.
Yes.
I mean, I truly believe that.
Yes, well, I think
And so, you know what? Anyway, but there are differences between you.
Well, there are differences, and the things that I'm looking at is more accountability for the people. That's the citizens of the city of Reading. And I know that people, when they go to the council meetings, at times they feel like that there's five people sitting up on the council, and then the people out in the audience are a completely different group of people. Well, those people out in the audience own the city of Reading. They're the owners. They're the bosses.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we have to have more representation that will listen to the people. It's just like the REU Commission. The folks want a commission in the city of Reading. Now, there's a few people on the blogs that don't like it, but we need to have a Reading Electric Utility Commission for nothing other than oversight, accountability, and transparency.
Francie Sullivan says that she can do that.
There was a particular member on the Reading City Council on October 2nd of this year that made the statement that the City Council members do not have the expertise to oversee Reading Electric Utility or something as entailed as an electric company. So that basically tells you the story right there. I mean,
I know what, here's what I think on this is I think there are people out there that can do it.
Well, sure there are.
I think that the City Council should be held responsible for it, but to think that one person that works part-time,
mm-hmm.
that works part-time,
right.
Is going to be able to grasp that in a year or 2 years or 3 years. And, the one that heads it up right now, Barry Tippin, smart guy.
He's a smart guy.
But he's not an electric guy either. I mean, how much does he have to rely on things? And does he understand the whole gist of what's going on there?
You've hit the nail on the head.
So
right?
I understand what you're saying about an oversight committee. There used to be one.
Mm-hmm. It's not that we've never had one, and this is something new. We've had one. It was disbanded for the reasons, and I think there's a few reasons floating around out there that I've heard.
Yeah.
But the thing with it is we need to have a 7-member commission with a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer, a CPA, certified public accountant, an attorney, and then 5 people from the community that are involved in the electric business. And I'll tell you that I can name any number of them. Oh, they're out there now. There's any number of people out there that could fit into this position. And then you'd have a resource. That the five people on the council would have mm-hmm. a resource. And I know somebody's been making a statement, Gary Cad wants to be on this commission. Why would I want to be on it? I don't have the expertise to be on electric commission. So I'm not going to be on it. Plus, I'm going to be a city.
People are out there.
Oh, certainly.
Well, anyway, the commission, though, still goes to the city council.
Yeah, because city council is the ultimate authority as far as what's concerned there.
Well, it should be.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just not taking anything away from the council members.
Right.
It's just giving them more input into how they're going to manage Reading Electric Utility.
Is this a pro bono thing? Nobody's getting paid?
Nobody get paid. It's a volunteer situation, just the same as the Community Service Advisory Commission or the Planning Commission with the City of Reading. I think there's several other commissions, too, right at the moment, not popping in my head. But, so there's several of things out there.
Well, I see where there's a possibility where this thing could come in handy.
Well, the other two, my two opponents say, no, we don't need that. Well, I mean, there's separation.
And you know, the thing is they just did a study of the REU by a company that does business with REU. And I'm not saying it wasn't absolutely a straight, you know, look at and all that. But, you know, I just would like to have had somebody that was completely divorced from,
you've got a
from
point,
REU.
Bro.
You know, and, you know, from a different organization that doesn't do business with them.
Right.
Or done previously. Even if, you know what, I know that I'm not casting aspersions at all. I'm sure it was absolutely above board. But it just, you know what, I would just like to see somebody completely, has nothing to do with REU.
Completely separate.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you.
Anyway, Gary Cad, Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
We're thinking about you. And kind of coming up after the break, we've got a green room full of people. We've got the folks from that are out of town that are driving through Reading today with the Wienermobile, which is out in front. And coming back, we're also going to be talking to, the London Cabs from Anselmo's are in town. We're with First Class Shuttle, some wonderful new winery events that are happening. They're all tied in together. We're really excited about this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg rang the opening bell, and the market got off to a good start after the shutdown. The last time the exchange was closed for 2 days for weather was in 1888. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 60 points. But it's another tough day for Facebook. Shares of the social networking site are tumbling after its second lockout expired. Facebook employees are now allowed to sell some of their stock in the company. It actually expired Monday while the stock market was closed for bad weather on the East Coast. Early investors and a handful of directors became eligible to sell additional stock back in August. And General Dynamics is seeking arbitration against Portugal's defense minister. The minister is planning to terminate the U.S. company's 7-year contract due to an alleged breach by the contractor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
FreshBooks.
If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Stett for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then check the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the bot, what's the weather?
Well, in case you're really
today?
Wondering, with the Wienermobile out in front, it's 51 degrees currently.
Did they say Wieners away?
I don't know. We'll find out in a little bit, but we've got some other really great stuff to cover right now. It's supposed to be 80% chance of rain today with temperatures around 62. Showers tonight. So, you know, that might be really cool to have like a goblin umbrella. Temperatures around 52. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, which is a beautiful segue.
Because we're talking Anselmo Vineyards again. This is the Anselmo Vineyards month, it seems.
I don't know.
Like. But we're talking to Eric Vickery and Krista Buckle about the London cabs. You know, it was in the paper and everything. So, talk to me about the cabs.
Yeah, that's right, Carl. Well, thanks for having us on this morning. Yeah, we're really excited. Actually, a couple years ago, Anselmo Vineyards purchased the cabs from London. They're 1985 cabs. And since then, we've been working on having them restored. We've been working
from the...
Yeah.
You know what?
From London.
No, they couldn't make it over the hill. Well, so that's about what happened.
It couldn't make it up the hill, but then, you know, when you put your foot on the floor, it would go through, too. So
exactly.
It's been
exactly.
completely rebuilt with local people. These were not sent out.
No.
These are every...
Love it.
Local people rebuilt the...
Local
rebuilt
businesses.
This.
Yeah, we've been
cool
really pleased to work with some companies like Dan Laughlin Custom. We've been working with Frank's Upholstery, Cinerama, just some other companies to help us get everything in working order, ship shape, so it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so the London cabs, how many are there?
There are two London cabs, and we currently are going to be keeping one on the property and then leasing one to our friends at First Class Shuttle to help us with service there.
So, Eric Vickery, welcome. You have a First Class Limo and Shuttle, that the great shuttle service that has really served the North State for those people who need to get to the airport, and it's been something that we are so appreciative that you have a business of integrity as well.
Yeah, it's a great service that Reading has really appreciated, and it's kept us going, and we're just beyond our third year anniversary, so it's been going great to the airport, and now we have the limo and cabs and private driving going, so it's been great.
So you've gone from the shuttle, which is, of course, you know, the shuttle to the airport. Share with us how you've gone to limo, and then how you got into the cab with the Anselmo situation.
So the shuttle, obviously, is you pay for your seat. So you save a lot of money by just, you're getting on a shuttle that's going at a certain time already, you pay a lower fare. And then what we found is people want to be able to be driven around Reading as well. And so we got the limo. And so you pay by the hour for that, and birthday parties and wine tours and things like that. And then talking with Krista and Reverge up at Anselmo's, and found out they had these cabs. And they were looking for somebody like us to help manage them. And so we're leasing the cab from them and then providing the service under our licensure through the state, putting our drivers in it. You'd call our office to book it, and Krista and them are putting together wine tours. They know about that side of it. It's been a good marriage.
If I remember right, when I was driving in London cabs, you know, a few years ago, it can hold a lot of people, can't it? I mean, the cab itself.
Well, it actually can hold four people in the back. There is room, you know, for a passenger up front, but most of the time, you know, if you're riding together, you're going to be wanting to sit in the back seat.
It's a roomy four, though.
Yeah, it is a roomy four, and it's kind of a nice alternative for a really special occasion or nice event as opposed to the limo that they have. So for smaller parties, it's ideal.
Yeah.
Okay, leave it to Reverge and Chicken Ensemble just to think about the London cab, to bring the London cab up to the North State, have them, you know, get here and then realize they cannot make, they're not equipped to work the hills.
Well, they had small engines because they just had to go short distance, well, not short distances, but they had to have little diesel engines that just could go on and on and on, but didn't have to go up a hill.
When do
and
we
so
actually?
That, you know what? Hearing RC talk about this is just hilarious. He goes, anyway,
okay,
I can't even repeat some of the things. It wasn't that it was bad. It was just the fact, he goes, it seemed like such a good idea.
Well, the timing is perfect because, there are those people out there that are thinking, okay, I have a special occasion. Christmas is coming up, an anniversary, a birthday. I want to do something that's really different, but I don't really want to travel, especially now with what's going on. People just, I think a lot of travel plans have been canceled. But what do you do that's going to be unusual and local? Well, here it is. So when do they actually drop? When can we actually take a tour and see them and smell them and be in them and do it?
Yeah, good question. Well, the first one's going to be finished on Friday, so we're actually going to have that out on the property, and it's going to be operational by mid-November, so we're looking at November the 16th, but First Class Shuttle is going to start taking bookings immediately, so if you're interested, you can go ahead and start calling their office and booking.
What's that number?
It's 530-605-0137.
What you should do is the day you get ready to go out is you come here at 7:30, and you take Linda and I for a ride around the block,
and we'll do a remote
from your back seat.
There you go.
Say, book it now. That's going to be crazy, man.
And just drive us around the block a few times, and we'll come on back, and we'll do it that way.
So you're combining these. We're going to have to take a break when we come back. We want to talk about the segment about the winery, the deals that you have, where you've got the London Cab along with wineries. How wonderful to be picked up by London Cab. Go for wine tasting and then be dropped back off.
Keep going. Let's just keep going right now because we have a couple other guests that we want. Okay. So let's take this one out a little bit further.
All righty.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk about the winery trip.
Sure. Yeah, so we have lots of recommendations for folks that might want to take a wine tour in a London Cab, and we're partnering with some other local vineyards and tasting rooms around town. So some stops that we're recommending here in Reading, if they want to get started here tasting before they head out anywhere, would be Mosley Family Cellars.
Right next door.
Exactly. We're also partnering with DeCaro Vineyards.
Love it. Just wineries. Wine tasting. With them on Sunday. That's phenomenal. Nice. Really good wine. Mm-hmm. Whitmore.
Very good. So out in Whitmore and then ourselves. But even past this, there's also some other wineries out in Manton, too. So there's several to choose from out there if they want to go a little bit further out.
Oh, that's great.
So you can hit six or seven and then not have to worry about driving.
Exactly.
You
know,
people love that.
About the sheriff sitting there looking at you going by.
Just really excited. We're at a really good time here right now to be residents of the North State and all these wonderful things that are unfolding that are, you know, ways that to help our community flourish and have, you know, businesses that we can go and visit and buy wine. And it is a conversation. It is an art form.
Well, then on November 10th, then you've got a big event.
Yeah, we do. We've got our winemaker dinner coming up, and this is going to be a great debut for our higher-end tier wines that were made by our winemaker, Chanda Miller, who's new with us. So we're really excited to feature her. It's more European-style wine, personally my favorites.
Carl,
so
too.
They haven't been released to the public, so this will be a first opportunity for people to have a sample tasting before we actually bottle and release those. So November the 10th at 6 p.m., and tickets are available on our website.
474-5546. You can call and get your reservations today.
Well,
and also, Chef John Stadelli, six courses. Everything has been paired so beautifully mm-hmm. together. And
yeah, he was on talking about that the other day.
Yeah. They're called crafted.
Yes.
I like the word crafted. The wines have been crafted specifically.
Okay, so we have the November 10th. We have the wine, of course, the wine tasters dinner.
Of course.
Then we have the London Cab starting, and Eric Vickery from First Class Shuttle is going to be booking those in November, and mm-hmm. one up at the ranch. So it sounds like a lot of fun.
A really quick thing before we go, Operation Child.
You're listening to
Operation Gratitude. Just a side note: if you want to support the troops, you can go check out Operation Gratitude. Dutton Dental is buying your kids candy for $1 a pound and sending it to the troops.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. On that note, let's close, and we're going to thank you so much, you guys. We're going to take a...
Thank you for coming with and being with us today and letting us know about this.
And think about
bringing it by that day. We'll hop in the back and tell everybody what a great deal this thing is.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Good luck. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Coming up the Wienermobile.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's a busy day. I mean, you know what? You can stand by. This is a living newspaper here. I mean, you want to talk about politics? We talked about politics. You want to talk about cabs and wineries and wine tours? We did that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? Are you getting the prices you want? Are you getting a discount? Are you happy with your service? Shasta Gas Propane has over 4,000 happy customers. They offer senior discounts and veteran discounts, and their price is very competitive. Locally owned, family-oriented. All employees are safety trained and service-oriented. I tell you, these are good people here, and they're going to give you great, great care. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. 4,000 happy customers. That must mean something. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. This is a place near and dear to my heart. Marsha Karanci.
Right.
Which one?
Karanci.
Karanci. Got it. You know, this is tough in the morning. Has brought in to me, she's a member of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers
Shasta Mayflies also.
And that the Shasta Mayflies is kind of
the women's group within Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers.
Right, and they're having a great, great night this November 3rd at the Cascade Theater. It is the 2012 Fly Fishing Film Tour.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, we're real excited to have this event coming to Redding. It's been on tour throughout the United States, and our club decided to bring it to Redding as a fundraiser for Casting for Recovery. Are you familiar with Casting for Recovery?
It has to do with breast cancer.
Right. And women recovering from or suffering from breast cancer are treated to a three-day fly fishing retreat through this nonprofit organization. And they have a branch here in Northern California. So we're raising funds to support them in that effort.
and we're real excited about that.
So. Well, you know, fly fishing, besides for and for the women in recovery, there also is this for veterans also.
Right.
That the fly fishing community has gotten together also to help veterans in their recovery efforts from injuries occurred during wars.
That's right.
So this is really a great idea. Now, so this is November 3rd, mm-hmm. which is, I believe, Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday. And it's going to be at the Cascade Theater. And you can get tickets. Can you walk up and buy a ticket there?
Yes, but we'd sure like to know ahead of time how many people are coming.
Okay, tickets are only $15, and you can get tickets at the Fly Shop, or you can buy them early at the Cascade Theater.
Right.
And the doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. And all the proceeds go to Casting for Recovery. A breast cancer recovery program. What a wonderful, wonderful program we have here. Now, anything about the films?
The films just sound fantastic, and there are trailers available on the internet. So we've seen some pieces of these, and they cover such things as a group of fly fishers going down the Florida coast in search of tarpon, a story about a group of fly fishers who are members of a rock band and go fly fishing during their time off. A story about a group of men who believe that the best dry fly fishing in the country is around Craig, Montana on the Missouri River, which is a fantastic place. There's actually 11 short films in the series. And we also will go to New Zealand, to Silver Creek, Idaho, to Belize, British Columbia. And there's also a story about a man who's a renowned surgeon suffering from Parkinson's disease, who now primarily is a fly fisherman. So these are stories as well as adventure films.
This is great. This is great. Our guest, Marcia, okay, I'm going to try this again. Carancy.
Carancy. Of course, it's a nice Italian last name.
I know.
And Bertha Mitchell Eck, who was on the phone with me last night, was talking about the fact that the Fly Shop is sponsoring this. We're so excited about
Fly Shop, along with a few other people. But you know what? The greatest thing about this is proceeds go to Casting for Recovery, and we're so much behind that. You know what? This is a great thing to get into. It's in the evening. It's at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are very reasonable at $15. You're going to see probably the most beautiful country and the beautiful stories during this.
Give us the date again for this particular film, this fabulous film.
November 3rd.
And there we
this
go.
This Saturday on the Fly Fishing Film Tour.
Right.
You know what? Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know what? You know, it's just, fishing is, It's so much I feel like you're so much more in with nature and the fish. I mean, I'm not saying anything about bass fishing or anything like that, but I think with the fly fishing, you have to it's almost a zen-like existence if you're doing it correctly.
It's more of an art.
It's
really
an art. Mm-hmm. It is. Truly is. Marcia, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, and we've got another surprise, I think, on the other side of this. We'll be right back.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you worked so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106.
6.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, the stage four of Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, 7:56 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. Linda's blowing her Wienermobile whistle.
I know. Isn't that cool? The Wienermobile is out in front right now live. KCNR 1460, 1326 Market Street.
Come on down and see the Wienermobile, but we have Kevin Bacon Bits and lots of ketchup Lisa with us.
Hi. Yeah, hey.
Okay, how do you get...
Oscar Mayer hot doggers.
Yep.
How do you get a job doing this?
What are you doing?
We are driving a huge hot dog all over the Northwest.
Because?
Because we are brand ambassadors for Oscar Mayer. We are hot doggers. That's our official title. It's on our business cards.
Yeah, and the Wienermobile has been around for 76 years, so we're just touring the nation, making memories with families, and, you know, a lot of people, older people remember seeing the Wienermobile and getting that Wiener whistle, so now we're letting their kids see the Wienermobile and having the opportunity to get a Wiener whistle as well.
This is a great resume builder, I would say, because everybody can get it. It's kind of like being an Eagle Scout.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like being an Eagle Scout.
Where are you based from? What's the mission statement?
Yeah, well, Oscar Mayer is based out of Madison, Wisconsin, but we like to say that we spread miles of smiles all over the country. So there's six Wienermobiles and two drivers per vehicle, and we just tour the Northwest. We've been to 11 states so far on our tour, and it's essentially just all about making those memories. And, you know, we set up our events and people come and check it out, take pictures with it, and get their famous Wiener whistle.
Do you get you don't cook hot dogs though, right?
Nope. Sometimes the stores will cook hot dogs. We do have a food truck though that does samples of the hot dogs.
It's too bad. I was kind of hoping that we'd get an Oscar Mayer. Has anybody not heard Oscar Mayer Wiener song? Can you all sing that?
We had to sing it for our interview.
Okay, real quick.
There's two ones. There's My Baloney Has a First Name, and then
That's the one I want to hear.
All right, go ahead.
One, two, three. My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
All right, so where are you guys going to be today so we can tell everybody they can get these? Who wants candy when you can have an Oscar Mayer whistle?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Rescue Mission from 11:30 to 1:30.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, then we're going to be at the Safe Halloween event at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Corning. And then tomorrow we'll be back in Reading. We'll be at the Raley's on Hartnell and then Tops Fresh on Eureka Way.
So we'll be in the Reading area till November 3rd. So we'll have lots of opportunities for people to come get a wiener whistle.
So where are you guys from? You, the two of you.
I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
And I'm from right outside of Philadelphia.
So, but you auditioned and you interviewed where to become on tour with the Oscar Mayer hot dog?
We were actually recruited right out of school. People can apply online for the job, but Oscar Mayer recruits at different college campuses. And so we went to an info session, handed in our resume, and went through two rounds of interviews.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kevin Bacon Bitson. Lots of ketchup, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, Dr. Danuka is going to be on talking breast cancer and breast cancer awareness month. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss the day. Miss everything.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This is the reality millions of people are facing.
7 to 10 days of no power.
He's in Ohio, among the 6.2 million homes and businesses still in the dark taking cold showers.
This is absolutely sickening.
She is in Rhode Island cleaning up from Sandy's devastation, and there are a lot of people who are in shelters.
Areas throughout northern New Jersey look like war zones, littered with impassable streets because of downed trees and power lines. In Hoboken, streets look like lakes mixed with raw sewage and live power lines. Over 2 million people are still in the dark.
And right now it's just cold. We're just freezing with no power, no electricity, no nothing.
Could be another week or longer before power is restored. This man would have many getting in line here at the Garden State Plaza in Paramus, where one power company is handing out truckloads of water and ice. In northern New Jersey, Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
Now, along the Jersey Shore, there's a lot of cleanup to do. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Atlantic City.
And they're cleaning up even before they count up the damage. Residents just a block from the bay, I watched one family, sons, husband, wife, neighbors even, trying to fire up a sump pump to get waist-high water out of their basement. The wife tells me it was 9 feet high at one point. Another neighbor says FEMA officials have promised to be here today. Also due here today, Dave, President Obama.
And, Rich, the president is now at FEMA headquarters in Washington as he remains off the campaign trail. Republicans are also been focused on the storm a lot.
There are a lot of people who are hurting in the Northeast who could use our help.
Republican VP nominee Paul Ryan in Wisconsin this morning, where the president will go tomorrow, resuming his campaigning, also going to Nevada and Colorado. Mitt Romney will be holding three rallies today in Florida. On Wall Street, they're back to trading today, and the Dow is up 3 points. They're on generator power. A lot of people still without in New York City. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Woo! Your furnace broke down, now everybody chilling. From your head down to your toes, you got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare Open Enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare Open Enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
How costly was Sandy? Estimates from damage to lost business range from $10 to $30 billion. Two more airports are open in the Northeast, but more flights are canceled, adding to a huge backlog of stranded travelers needing to rebook. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
Far away from Sandy's reach, travelers are still stuck.
I'm hoping to catch a flight to Chicago or Boston. Philadelphia would be great. I don't know. We're just trying to get out.
These passengers are stuck in South Florida.
You know, it's a hurricane, so it's compared to what some people are going through, it's not too bad.
New York's LaGuardia Airport remains closed. Water flooded the runway there, but JFK and Newark are now offering limited service, as is Philadelphia's airport. This week, nearly 20,000 flights have been canceled, Dave.
Jared, a 24-year-old professional poker player from Maryland, has won the World Series of Poker in the title of $8.5 million. There's a giant parade later today out west.
They're still celebrating it in San Francisco.
And the Giants have won it all!
From the final out of the World Series sweep on Fox to their team's arrival at AT&T Park after flying back from Detroit.
Unreal, unbelievable feeling. I tell you what,
This city definitely deserved this.
Now Sergio Romo and the rest of the World Series champion San Francisco Giants will be honored in a downtown parade today, complete with 3,000 pounds of confetti. It will wind up at the Civic Center, where thousands also celebrated the Giants championship 2 years ago. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
For George Lucas, a message Yoda has.
May the Force be with you.
After Lucas sold Star Wars to an empire. Disney buying Lucasfilms for $4 billion. Why?
I realized at some point I needed to retire, and I wanted to go on and do other things.
But he's still going to be involved as a creative consultant, because the biggest news of all, new Star Wars movies are coming, episodes 7, 8, and 9. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, it's Halloween out there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee. It's getting cold out there and rainy, so you need the special coffee. And then, of course, the finest prices on tobacco products anywhere around Reading. And they have so much they do. Discounts for veterans, so much they do for the community. Joe and Shelley, great people doing great work at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, now, like we said, today is Halloween. What a morning we've had. We started off with Gary Cad. We're trying to have all the city council in here, and we're going to have, of course, Brian Daly on tomorrow, and Friday, Rick Bassetti, and get their last licks in. And then we had, the London cabs have hit the town with first class shuttle, and of course in Sunwell Vineyards, because they're going to have one up there and then one around town. And then the fly fishing. Our fly fishing movie extravaganza at the Cascade Theater on Saturday. What a great deal that is! It's Casting for Recovery, and we had a great, you know, that's going to be, and you can get your tickets for that at the Cascade Theater. Just call them up or the fly shop, and then the Wienermobile, all in the space of. I can't believe all the time,
you know,
and it's still out in front right here.
We got to take a. I think I just got my cell phone because we don't have a camera out with us right now. But you got to have a photo op.
You got to have the front door
that opens up like a spaceship.
It does.
And we were talking to the guys, the couple that are here. This is something that they recruit right out of college. You know, went to Penn State, went to Wisconsin University, and they both these kids just when I say kids, you know what?
Well,
you know,
they're
24,
in their early
20s.
Early 20s.
What a great job opportunity for them! Like I said,
They travel for a year. They drive the Wienermobile. There's six teams of them that travel throughout the United States. Theirs is the Northwest. So they drive around and they pick the towns they're going to. Now they have a coordinator, but they and this is what they do. And they have their names: Kevin Bacon, was it Bacon Bits? And lots of ketchup. Lisa.
They're the Oscar Mayer hot doggers, and I think
they don't serve hot dogs though.
No, but that's what they're called.
Well, you know, and they're going to be at the rescue mission, and they're going down to Corning for a safe Halloween, and they're just like really personal young people. Okay, and speaking of somebody that's very personable. Let's go to Susan Eastman from the Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, the markets are open, and the averages have now moved into negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points at 13,093. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1408. The NASDAQ Composite is down 20 points at 2967. Active stocks on the NASDAQ. Intel down 27 cents, trading at $21.67 per share. Microsoft positive 40 cents at $28.60. Apple down $13.11 at $590.71. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshare down 17 cents at $15.81. North Valley Bank up a penny, trading at $13.95. Bank of Commerce positive 3 cents at $4.50 per share. For commodities, gold is up $6 at $1,718 per ounce. Silver's positive 34 cents at 32. Crude oil up 57 cents, trading at $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Okay. Hey, Susan.
Yes.
Did you go? Okay. I've got. I had no questions about this. No questions about money. Somebody just sent this in. It's Halloween, right?
Yes.
What do you call a hot dog with nothing in it? A Halloweeny.
Very funny. Thank you. Thank you so much. Love it.
Hey, we love. You know what, Susan? Thank you so much for coming on. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. These are great people. We really, really like them. And you know what? They're honest. They've got a lot of integrity. And what else can you want with somebody who wants, you know, to talk to you about your money? Give them a call at 243-7561. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bond.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning. It is Halloween, my friends. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, in our first hour, we had Gary Tad, first class shuttles and Sumos out here talking about the British cabs. The British cabs are in town, my friends. And these are absolutely safe. They had to redo them from the ground up. Tires, engine, interior, everything, all done by local courtesans, artisans, I should say. A courtesan is not, Well, I guess that's an artisan in their own little way. And then, of course, we had the Fly Fishing Film Festival at the Cascade this Saturday. We're going to talk about more about that this week. And then, of course, we had Gary Catt talking about politics. And then the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, which is in town and still parked out here in front. So, now, our guest, Dr. Danuka, was coming in to talk about the breast cancer awareness, and she is an expert and oncologist, was called away right here at that last minute. And so what we're going to do is we're going to continue on, and we hope everything is okay with what the doctor's doing with her patient, of course. So, but we have somebody that's on the line, and good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's
first
up?
Of all, I would like to say that I feel terrible about the Hurricane Sandy and what it's done to the East Coast. That being said, I would like to share an exchange I've had with the Record Searchlight, and that is that I was questioning them about a week ago about why not much coverage, front page coverage on the Benghazi attack and cover-up, and I was told at that time that they don't really have enough staff to cover local and state issues, so we really aren't going to see much national news coverage. However, I find now that Sandy is a priority with them. So I contacted the paper again this morning and was told that what happened in Benghazi, the attack on our sovereign soil and the death of our four Americans, really does not compare to the magnitude of what happened on the East Coast. And I have a difference of opinion. Maybe some people won't place one above the other. I do. And that is the attack on our people takes precedence over anything. We can't do anything about Mother Nature except use our common sense and prepare as best we are able. But there was something that could have been done for our brave people over in Benghazi. And the Record Searchlight actually said this morning that even if another story comes out about Benghazi, it will not eclipse what has happened on the East Coast. And I would really like to know what some other people who are some other listeners feel about this.
Do you know, Ann, I mean, I don't want to be cynical, but did you expect that to be different?
I have hope, though, yeah. Carl. Every once in a while, I have a ray of hope that somebody might do the decent thing.
Right. Well, if you think about it, it seems like the response that President Obama has made about the storm has been the right response. Isn't that strange how he can get that one right? Of course, he's sitting in there, and he can plan, and they knew it was coming for days, so they can make a response that was already set up already. But when he gets into a crisis situation like Benghazi, there are no decisions made, or the decisions made are to do nothing and let people die.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is what people and what the Record Searchlight is saying is, oh yeah, that's old news. Old news. You know, we're looking at things that really impact on this nation, not realizing that an attack on our sovereign territory, which is what the embassy is, mm-hmm. four people murdered when they didn't have to be, is to them, it's last week's news.
But Carl, do they not recognize the massive cover-up that's going on here? Isn't that a huge story?
Yes, it is a huge story. And in fact, it continues to go on. But as more facts come out, as we talked about the other day about, nobody knew what was going on. Well, now we know that was a lie. That was a drone flying over. They had reports coming in every few minutes from somebody on the ground. Seven different command centers could hear what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
There could have been, and it may be, even though it's being denied, but I'd sure like to get to the bottom of that, is that the commander of the African command had stood up a force to go in and rescue him and was told to stand down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think this is going to be one of the biggest scandals of our time when it's allowed to break. Somebody's got to come forward. I mean, when you have Petraeus, there's a time to be a team player, and then there's a time to
Yeah, well, they're going to
let your conscience be your guide.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think this is going to start coming out more. I think that Panetta in his inane comments that, we don't want to put people into a situation where we don't know what's going on. It was just crap. I mean, my gosh. I mean, that's what the military does. That's what they're trained for. And you go in there with sufficient firepower. If nothing else, you fly, and we've done this before, you fly a couple of FNA-18s over the city, and hit the sound barrier two or three times, and guess what happens? People scatter, they stop, they start thinking about it, plus the fact we had a guy on the ground that was able to laze the targets.
Yeah, well, you know, Carl, you're the expert on this, and I will definitely defer to your expertise, but and I agree with you 100%, but I had to share that this morning. I don't want to be a radio time hog here.
Well, we've got somebody that's on the line. We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, I think he wants to have a comment about it, too. You're absolutely right. Don't think of yourself as a time hog. This is something that the administration would love to go away. And, in fact, if they could have started this tropical storm or the storm Sandy, it couldn't have come for a better time for them is to take the focus off Benghazi.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Carl, thanks.
You bet.
I'm calming down a little bit.
Okay,
now.
Calm down. This is what we're here for. We are your
voice. We're passionate listeners. Yeah. We love it.
We're here. We're your voice to the world.
Right here, baby. Right for you all the time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got another voice and another, we've got some passion hanging in there.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. Keep in our 1460.
Bye-bye.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Redding is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Redding, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
Mark the date. It's Off the Leash when KRCR-TV and Enjoy Magazine present the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. And it's all for the animals at Haven Humane Society. Watch some of our era's most popular celebrities take to the runway, wearing this season's fashions accompanied by their favorite pooch. Remember the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. Get your tickets at Haven Humane Society, enjoy the store, or call 241-5262.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Ford, of course, going big and making profits, and they never got a bailout. We like that. So stop by and visit the guys and girls down at Redding Crown Motors. They're going to give you great deals on new or previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs. And not only are they going to give you a great deal, they take great pride in the service of the vehicles that they sell and all of the models there. You can't ask for better service and friendlier people than Redding Crown Motors down on 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call, 223-2177. We like them. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, you know, somebody made a comment is that both are important, the storm and Benghazi. You're absolutely right. So there should be coverage from both, not just completely drop off the earth, the Benghazi thing. But let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, Carl, you know, the outrage that I think people have with this is just so righteous. And yesterday during your first hour, you did a great job on explaining what happened. With some righteous anger, I may add, and I loved it. You fired me up all the way to driving up to Mount Shasta. But, you know, maybe that's something that, I don't know if you can archive that and repeat that, what you did yesterday morning, but you hit the nail on the head. The stuff that this administration is doing is just, it's beyond. It's just beyond. And the Record Searchlight, I know you've had Silas Lyons on before. I've considered him in the past a reasonable man.
Yeah, well, you know what, Terry? Here's the thing that bothers me the most. It's, you know, not that the first words that came out of their mouth was that, oh, it was this. Because there are reasons like saying, okay, this is what we think it is because you're doing other things. In other words, okay, this is kind of a story that just while we're getting people in there. Oh, okay, not to worry about it. We've got this thing under control. But to say that my first reaction is to secure the Americans when that was a lie. It was not to secure Americans. That was afterwards. And these are talking points when they had chances to build us up, in my opinion, because they did know what was going on. They did know. They were talking about it. Everybody knows you can't keep the secret. And Bing West, who is a very respected scholar and a military man and respected by both sides, because he does not take sides in these things, you know, hit it right on the head. Is that where, if Obama issued the order, where is it? If he issued the order to secure the Americans and to keep them safe and to move things, where is the order? There is no such thing.
You hit the nail on the head. It's a lie. I mean, it's about time. So tired of this untruth and all this political correctness. The man is lying. They are lying to the American people. Lying.
And the thing about it is if you say that, hey, look, we underestimated it. I realize this is a tough, you know, this is a bad situation for the administration because, oh, my gosh, we did not take into account it's 9/11, even though that our own people were telling us, hey, there's some things happening. They didn't take into account, and through the State Department, Hillary, but also Mr. Obama, is that they were having riots, that there had been attempts on people's lives, that the British embassy had been attacked right down the street. I mean, and then they take the ambassador and put him into a regular house that had not been hardened with no big security force except Libyans. Trust me, I've been there. I've run personal security details in these places, and you just don't rely on the Libyans. You've got your own people around the president, and that's what happened. Is other people came in to try to help, and eventually the team that came in just ignored their orders, and they came in and saved 22 people.
Yep. And I remember you saying that yesterday morning, but I don't think that we let this thing sit. I don't think that we let this thing lie. I think that there should be – I think that basically there should be prosecution. After the – I mean, there just has to be something to where the American people get vindicated – over this this outlaw regime we have.
Well,
it's just waiting on the tail.
At least the people that died there are owed an honest explanation. And you know what? It may be just something like it caught us so completely by surprise, and we made the wrong decision on this. Because that happens. I mean, my gosh, it's combat. I mean, they made the wrong decision. They didn't have to, but they did. I mean, it was a wrong decision, and then just say, you know what, it was we should have done these other things, and that led up to this. But I don't think you're ever going to see that from maybe any administration, the standing up and taking responsibility for the deaths of their people. Anyway.
Thanks, my friend. God bless you for what you do.
Well, thanks, Terry, for coming on.
Thanks, Terry. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're taking your calls. And, of course, the chat pack is always open here, KCNR1460.com. We really like to have you weigh in. I know it's an emotional time for so many people with world events shifting, especially after
that,
Sandy. I think we're going to have a huge ripple down effect from the storms with transportation being out. And I think a lot of people are really looking at what can be here today could be gone in a moment, and that's the truth of it. You know, Mother Nature can do that. Makes you stop and pause and be appreciative. And what feels good is when you're out, when you're forthright and honest, you have nothing to hide.
Oh, and
bring it on. KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. 57 deaths now confirmed in Superstorm Sandy. Power's back on in some homes and businesses, but not for more than 6 million as far west as Wisconsin, south to the Carolinas, mostly in New York and New Jersey, where President Obama's headed.
This afternoon, the president joins Republican Governor Chris Christie to tour the damage. Christie praised the president for his quick disaster declarations for his state in New York, the president adding Connecticut to that list overnight. A bit of a controversy in New York, where Mayor Michael Bloomberg said, no offense, but they can't handle a presidential visit right now. The White House says they weren't planning one.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. Two of the New York area's three main airports have reopened, with the backups in flight still stranding thousands of passengers worldwide. Brian Cole stuck in Miami.
It's a hurricane, so it's, compared to what some people are going through, it's not too bad.
New York Stock Exchange is open again. The Dow's up a point. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Gary Cadd. I'm seeking a seat on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I have attended all but two city council meetings in the last 6 years and consider myself ready to serve the people of Reading upon winning a seat on the council. Sales tax receipts are up 9%, but only two sectors of the economy are showing these increases. They are fuel sales and auto sales. Keep in mind the 9% increase is over last year, which is way down from 2007-2008 when the economic downturn started. The city's pension plan, CalPERS, will be asking for more money this next spring. According to their plan, it must provide 7.5% return on their investment each year. When your investments don't perform, no one makes up your shortfall. CalPERS only received 1% this last year, and they expect the taxpayers, you, to make up the difference. Together, we can protect Reading's future. I'm asking for your support and your vote when you mark your ballot. Vote Gary Cadd, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Gary Cadd to Reading City Council 2012.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 80% chance of rain right now. I still believe, I think the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile is
out
parked out in front, which is 1326 Market Street. Love you guys driving by and honking your horn. Really fun kids. They're, let's see, what's their names again? We got lots of ketchup, Lisa and Kevin Bacon Bits. They're the Oscar Mayer hot doggers. Really, it's so wonderful to see, these ambitious, young, very clean-cut kids that have gotten these degrees in college, and they come out and they get recruited from the Oscar Mayer company, and they go all around as Goodwill ambassadors. What a great time to be doing that! Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have about 80% chance of rain with temperatures around that reaching around 62 today. Tonight looks like we're going to be around 52 and rain. So please do get your umbrellas out. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. What's on your mind? Get up there. Come on.
You know what? Have you, gentlemen? Okay, gents. This is for the men. Have you ever started to open your mouth because they ask you a question? And every time you start to open your mouth to answer, more words come out of the other person. And so you sit back for a while, and after a while the subject changes, so then they ask you about that. Oh, no, it's about the time you get ready to answer that one. No, they're on the third or fourth time. Or then when you finally do answer, they're saying, I didn't talk to you about that because, you know, we're just kind of still retaining from the first. Okay. Cabo San Lucas, I'm going to talk to you about this because you know about this, and we know some people. Every year they have something called the Black and Blue Marlin Fishing Tournament down at Cabo San Lucas, and it's a very lucrative fishing tournament. And this year,
our friend is down there in it right now.
We have a friend that's down there right now in it, but he didn't win. They caught one fish that was over the 300-pound limit, and it was a 475-pound blue marlin. They won $2.4 million on that one marlin. The only marlin caught the whole time.
Wow.
Now, they added up all the, you know, the daily fish prizes and all that. Now, our friend was down there, what, 4 or 5 years ago.
He
entered
every
that
year.
Tournament. Mm-hmm. And the first year they entered that tournament, they had the number one fish until the last 30 minutes. They ended up getting number two, and they split $350,000.
I guess I understand if you were going to go across the betting pools or whatever it is, it's 40 grand per person if you were to enter all of them.
Yeah, but I think it cost him, and I'm not sure, but it's like $10,000 to get in. But,
yeah.
But they all split up. I think he ended home, it was more than $300,000 because he came home with like $100,000 or something like that. Anyway.
It's a really big deal.
Wow. Okay, let's get back into politics. On the line, Rally Sally. Sally,
yeah.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. I just wanted to add on to what Terry and Ann had to say, because in today's paper, Thomas Sowell has a great article on what it is they're actually doing, and it's a strategy that they're doing. It's called cooling out the voters. In other words, they're dragging out the truth until it becomes old news and then nobody's interested in it anymore, because they knew the truth about Benghazi the day it happened. But if they can drag it out long enough, then the people lose interest, and then they don't have to. It's just like what they did with Clinton.
Of course. No, this, you know, it's exactly right. They're releasing little bits of it, and they're going to stonewall, and then it's going to eventually come out that what happened there. But it's going to be after the election, and frankly, they don't care then. Because they don't care.
Well, I hope whoever gets elected cares then, because this is bigger than Watergate. Watergate, nobody was killed. It was just a third-rate burglary, and yet the newspapers made a big deal out of it forever, and we impeached the president because of it.
Well, think about this also, is that in the first election, and we talked about a little bit about it yesterday, they brought up that George Bush had a DUI 25 years earlier. That was a big thing right before the 2000 election,
mm-hmm.
which nothing happened. But then they came back up, and Dan Rather, remember, we were talking yesterday, before the last election, that Bush had cheated on his being in the military, and he had proof, and it turns out immediately that all the proof had been forged, and it ruined his career, thank goodness, for doing that. But now, so they've got something here. And the media, if it had been, McCain in the driver's seat or anybody else, they would have been climbing on him for this whole time. And yet it seems like even on Meet the Press, like, oh, no, we'll talk about that Benghazi later. They never did, because it is an embarrassment to the president and to all of his people.
Yep, exactly. So we cannot, as people, let this die. We need to keep it on the front burner. After the election, it needs to be aired.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. Okay.
Thank you. All right, let's go right to another call that we've got live. BC, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
Yes, what's on my mind?
Yes, please.
A question for Carl.
Okay, go for it.
Okie dokie. Does he think that there's any possibility, and I know there isn't, of Obama picking up the $5 million from Mr. Trump? All he has to do is pony up his records and pony up his passport. Or put it in the other, anybody in your whole life, do you know anybody that wouldn't do that?
Well, you know, of course he's not going to. Of course he's not. He spent, that's Trump change. Come on, BC, $5 million. That's Trump change. He makes
money. Yeah, but just think about it. This is just another lie. This clown, that's all they do is lie. But anyhow, the liberals ought to think about that. If he wouldn't do a charity of his choice right now, that's crazy.
I don't understand. You know, frankly, you know, everybody's talking about this birthing issue. I was never into that. I never bought into that, ever. But the thing about the college, though, that's the one thing I don't understand is why can't we see his why can't we see how he entered Occidental? Why can't we see those things? And if he was, and if he travels on, if he traveled on a Kenyan passport, you know, I think people need to know that. I think people need to know if he declared himself as a foreign student when he came in because his father was Kenyan. You know, I mean, I just think people need to know that. And why is it sealed? Why are the Kennedys' records of Chappaquiddick still sealed?
Right.
I mean, everybody's dead. Why can't we find out what really happened there?
This is crazy, but they pull out everything else if it was conservative out there. Anyhow, we'll let somebody else weigh in. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, we got somebody else out there. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Thanks, BC. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know what? We've turned into kind of more of an open mic
today.
So come on, keep calling.
Got somebody on the line. Hold on.
You got something you want to say? Well, we want to hear it. So does everybody else. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com. Or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palos Hedro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palos Hedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Polly Class. Lacey Peterson. Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only. Justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady.
Oh, here we're back into Halloween again. That's right, it's Halloween. I wasn't exactly sure what that was. Hey, Carl and the Buddy, 45 in the morning. It's Halloween, my friends. Watch out tonight. Kids are going to be out early, but it's going to be raining. If it's raining, it could be slick out there, so you know you could have some things happen. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great guys down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. I've been trying to get down there all weekend. Today, I think I can sneak down there and run in there and get them. Just give me a 1.5.
Maybe they'll do a pumpkin carving in the back
pumpkin,
of your head.
A pumpkin cut.
Back of your numpkin.
That's just what I need, a pumpkin cut. Yeah, go on down and ask them for a pumpkin cut. All right. Hey, you know, one of the things that I was talking about, and we were talking about Benghazi, and we talked about the storm. You know, in my sarcasm, when I said that this is the best thing that happened for the administration, take everybody's mind off it, that was sarcasm. And that storm was horrible and is horrible, and the aftermath is. And I was being light in this thing. Nobody would ever hope for a storm like that, even though it does take your mind off other things. Anyway, but speaking of putting your mind on things, how about we listen to the philosopher of the streets, Jay, the yellow cab philosopher. Jay, good morning,
everybody.
Good morning.
You're on.
You got me going again, Carl.
Hey, do you have the people in your cab listen to me rant?
Sometimes, but, you know, depends on how communist they are or aren't. But anyway, you got me going on the media, because there is a silver lining to all these shenanigans we've been dealing with going back into the Bush administration, and that is that so many of these media outlets have lost credibility. Many of these liberal newspapers are going out of business. And they're all saying, newspapers that are going out. Well, some.
Newsweek.
The middle of the line ones that are doing well.
Yeah.
It's just people are sick and tired of the shenanigans. I mean, how long are they going to keep telling you? You're going to believe what you see, or you believe what we tell you, until finally people just get tired of it.
Well, the New York Times is in deeper trouble. I mean, it's already in deep trouble. Got in deeper trouble because their advertising is way down again. You got Newsweek that stopped publishing weekly printed material. I think, you know, people can blame it on the electronic age, but I think it's much more than that. I think people are like you said, Jay, they're tired of seeing this going, my God, everything is so one way. And they used to be able to do it, but now there are so many outlets like ours cable TV and, I mean, people and blogging and on the internet that you actually have a right, you know, you can say something and other people agree with you. You know, we've had 5 people call in here this morning. They're all said the same thing. No, there's something wrong here.
Well, I mean, how many times are we going to see just obvious, ridiculous bias and not get sick of it? I mean, here's the perfect example. There's so many examples, but this is just one. During the Bush administration, every hour on the hour, I would hear on my radio what the current death toll was, total death toll, from Afghanistan and Iraq. The day, literally, that day, Barack Obama was elected president, for some reason, it was no longer necessary for us to hear that. I haven't heard it in 4 years.
Yeah,
well, but it was so important to hear when there was a Republican as the president.
And how about the their strategy now of putting people inside the with uniforms on, or turning people that are soldiers or cops, Afghanis, and killing Americans? It's a very effective tool that they're using, but you don't see that. You know, how are you going to fix that one, President Obama? What's your strategy on that one? And the strategy about, okay, we're leaving, but we're not really sure what we've done. Anyway.
Well, let me be clear.
Yeah, let me be clear.
Okay. Okay, thanks for your call. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, you're live.
Thanks, Dan. Daniel, you're live on KCNR. You're calling from what, the Bay Area, huh?
I am. I was listening to you on the internet as I was driving down the road.
Cool. Very cool. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been sitting here stewing, listening to all this stuff about the Benghazi incident. And I'm thinking how a president went down just because of some wiretapping and doors that were unlocked there in the Watergate, you know, back when Nixon went down. And now this fellow here and all these guys are lying about all this, and people have died.
Yeah, you know, they're exactly right. Saul was right. But, you know, if anybody with common sense, and I think people have common sense, they're looking at this. They are. They're just dragging it out until it becomes a non-issue. And it's too late.
Well, it would have been a non-issue had he just stood up and said, yep, terrorists killed these people and we're going to go kill them.
That's right. There was a mistake made, but we're going to find out what that mistake was and we're going to ensure that it does not happen again.
Yeah.
Okay, so you stand up and you say it. There it is. It's over.
Exactly,
but
right.
But
just
to keep on out,
yeah.
But the 5 days later to say, oh no, it was just a protest that got out of hand, when they knew that night that wasn't true. That was just gobbledygook. All right, Daniel, thanks a lot, and thanks for listening down in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I got one more thing for you.
Oh, okay.
You know, this issue with Joe Biden has not been up there either. You know, asking about whether or not their son's jewels were the size of cue balls.
What?
You ever heard about that?
What?
No.
When the coffins came back to Andrews Air Force Base and all the officials were there meeting them along with the parents, and President comes by and gives his condolences and Hillary and so forth, and then Joe Biden walks away and he comes back over to the father of this young SEAL, and he says, I just want to know if your son always had the balls the size of cue balls.
Oh, well, that was good. I bet did the SEAL like that? SEAL's father like that one?
Now, I was talking with my mom about that, you know, and she's 74 years old. She said, had that man said that to her, if that would have been me in that situation, that she would have pushed him out right there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Biden is such a breath of sour air.
Word faux pas doesn't even that's a fluff word.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Good old
Biden. Okay.
We're on a hard break here. Take care. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks for listening, Daniel.
And Bill, hang out from the other end. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Bill, hang in. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, This was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bottom. Our last segment here at 8:55 in the morning on Halloween. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. What a great group of people out there. You can buy an American icon, a Harley Davidson motorcycle. They've got one for you sitting there. All you have to do is find it. And Nathan will help you with that. Ernie and Jessica, second generation owners there, they'll help you. And, you know, not only will they sell you just a great motorcycle, then their service department is second to none. They can do anything to keep that mic running. And they enjoy it. Friendly, helpful professionals right there at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call, 241-7117. Experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill's calling from Missouri. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it was good, Bill.
Good, what's
glad
up?
You're there.
You know, you guys get me going. I love listening to your show. I turn you on, but when the other person's speaking on while I'm on the phone, I can't hear anybody. So you might want to turn that volume up. That's
okay.
Just my phone, but just to let you know,
right.
I was on hold, but I was listening to you, and she said, hold on, Bill, but if I was just listening on the phone, I wouldn't have heard anybody. But anyhow, you know, about this thing in Libya, Benzo, you know, I could see them sitting in the room just like they were for Bin Laden, you know, when the word went in and they sat there in that room and they had pictures showing on TV of the Situation Room or whatever it was. I could just see them sitting there watching the same video and watching this nightly thing happen. It's shell shocking. I mean, how low can you go? I mean, if this was a Republican, he'd be hung. I mean, plain and simple. I mean, most people should be outraged so bad there should be protest almost in the street. And there probably would be if this was George Bush.
If it was George Bush, you're absolutely right. They'd be pilloring him from ABC, CBS, and NBC. But they're not doing that.
And that's what's wrong with us as Republicans, as conservative people, is we don't join forces at the right time and start protesting instead of just, you know, all sitting around in our own individual selves, when, you know, every once in a while getting together for a party. But this is definitely a party we should be having outraged. And, you know, if this was Democrats doing it, there'd be dirt in the street as far as after they got done marching or doing whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't get outrageously out of hand, but
when conservatives get together, then they're called racist and, you know, and all these other things.
You
so.
Know, you got to start looking at everything a Democrat says as calling us them. Is that's what they're saying about them, and they're getting away with laughing in our face. I mean, everything they say is always the opposite. It's always, let's see, I'd love to give you an excuse. I just thought about saying that, but,
well, Bill, anyway, hey, Bill, we appreciate you calling from Missouri and listening, because we'll fire you up tomorrow, too, but we've got to run here. We've got less than a minute.
No problem.
We go to a heartbreak.
Thanks for having a good conversation about a sad subject.
It is, Bill. It really is, Bill. Thank you for calling and for listening. Missouri.
I have a
quick, no problem.
Thank you, and it's the 31st, of course. It's the last day of the month, and I have a quickie here. Somebody's going to post on their door tonight, in case you're taking your kids out trick-or-treating. They are going to put, due to the attention of the First Lady brought to the problem of child obesity, I have decided to hand out healthy snacks this year, period. However, due to her husband's economic policies, I am unable to afford said healthy snacks or tooth-rotting candy. Sorry, tell your parents to vote Republican next time.
Hey, tomorrow, Brian Daly, running for a state assembly, will be our guest, along with, you know, a couple other surprises we've got going. Another great show. Miss a day, miss a lot with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'll keep this world from dragging.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Piecemeal signs of normal life seeping through the storm damage in parts of the Northeast. Two of the three major airports around New York City have reopened, but they're still evacuating people from flooded homes in Hoboken, New Jersey, using National Guard troops. President Obama due to arrive shortly in Atlantic City, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Well, he will tour the damage here in the heart of the Jersey Shore, where people who own businesses are trying to get back in business, fulfilling demand you wouldn't even expect. Noel Feliciano owns the one-stop bait and tackle shop.
Well, everybody wants to fish. There's a couple people, locals, that they're trying to get bait and everything. I threw a lot of bait out, so they're taking bait off from the garbage can. So
cleaning up his shop, the cleanup continues up and down Atlantic Avenue, as it does for miles and miles up and down the Jersey Shore, Lisa.
And Rich, the governor just confirming he is postponing Halloween in New Jersey by executive order until Monday. The stock